What is the trail like ahead, and do the leaders or the followers have the advantage? The race heads into the wild now. I'm Steve Heimel.
Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
Iditarod leader Aaron Burmeister began getting a taste of the new snow when he left Takotna after his 24-hour layover this morning at 3:08. But he had Martin Boozer and Jim Lanier's tracks to follow. They went on to Ophir for their layovers. Hugh Neff and Sebastian Schnula are right behind Burmeister. This morning after Ophir, whichever one is in front will confront one of the Iditarod's major tests, the remote country surrounding the ghost town of Iditarod. Last night there were two teams taking 24s in Ophir and 32 in Takotna. Others stopped in McGrath. They began pulling out early this morning as well. Ken Anderson, Aaron Peck, and Hans Gott, and others. Jerry Willemitzer will be in that bunch, and at this point he's very glad not to be leading.
Yeah, I don't envy the front guys right now. I wouldn't want to be whoever they are, like Aaron Burmeister and Sebastian and Hugh Neff. They all got good teams, I guess, and if these teams can take it. Yeah, if this is just for a day or two, that's one thing. But if that continues all the way up to Caltag and beyond, ooh, you want to be conservative, I think.
Years ago, McGrath was a favorite spot for the mandatory 24-hour layover, but then mushers discovered there can be an advantage in resting further down the trail. But this year, McGrath is popular again. Alan Moore said in deep snow he'd just as soon be back in the pack a ways.
Well, I got plenty of teams out in front of me. Maybe they'll pat it down a bit. That's the good thing about being back here.
Now is a time when mushers need to consider and reconsider their strategy. They knew going into the race there was going to be a lot of snow this year. Now they're also seeing warm temperatures. Jerry Willemitzer says that, too, can force a change in approach.
It'll make for slow going. Some people will try to stick to their schedules and just not extend their rests, you know, but extend their run time. So say if you schedule for an 8-hour run with a 6-hour rest, they might have run 10 hours with a 6-hour rest, so it'll add time for sure.
A trail broken through deep snow is bound to attract moose, trying to navigate through that snow to their brows. A lot of mushers say that's a major concern for them this year. APRN's David Shurtleff tells us more.
It might not jump out as an obvious consequence of the unusually high amounts of snow, but mushers say the moose could be out in full force on stretches of the trail.
It's a survival mode for the moose, all right? They don't have trail breakers out there putting trail in for them.
That's musher Eric Rogers from Eagle River.
If they're wallowing through deep snow, they're expending a tremendous amount of energy. The food quality this time of year is very poor. They're working very hard to get what they eat. So if they find a groomed trail, they want to get on the trail and stay on it because they expend less energy. When we come up, they don't want to yield the trail.
Rogers isn't a wildlife biologist, but he does have a PhD in physics. And one equation he knows from experience is that moose plus dogs equals disaster.
I have been stomped 3 times before. I've been mushing since 92. The encounters where I was stomped were very fast. The moose comes in, runs through the team, kicks at a couple of dogs, and runs on. And I'm going, oh, dear, you know, and the heart's pounding. And it gets your adrenaline going pretty good. But that's all it's been so far.
And while Rogers and his dogs have never been hurt during an incident, it does happen, and once happened to Susan Butcher. So, lots of mushers, like Yukon Quest champion Sebastian Schnula, say they are taking extra precaution in the form of a weapon.
I am afraid of that in this time, in a long time, I actually do pack a gun, which I haven't done in years, but deep snow brings that with it, so I want to be prepared for sure.
Fellow musher Aaron Burmeister says he'll be ready too.
I carry a .44 Magnum with me, and I won't take a chance with a moose. If that moose is in my team or about to be in the team, it's going to be gutted on the side of the trail.
For APRN on the Iditarod Trail, I'm David Shurtleff.
Aaron Burmeister now heads into the longest and most remote leg of the trail between Ophir and Iditarod. Behind him are Neff, Schnula, Lance Mackey, Ken Anderson, and Jeff King.
Support for APRN coverage of Iditarod 2009 comes from Spinard Builders, supplying Devo paints, adding color and life to your home. And by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
This is APRN.